But at least Chestnut, their game, they're stepping it up a little bit. Because what for this one at least,
right.
The beans were like, it wasn't sitting around.
No, but they have a lot of traffic at that Chestnut.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
That Chestnut is 24/7 and it's constantly.
And guys, we're talking about the Chestnut that's on
Exit 14. Right before Exit 14 on the Hutchinson.
On the Hutchinson.
Heading north or south. It's still Exit 14.
Yeah, it's yeah. It
right matter. Before Mamaroneck.
Right, that one.
Before 13A and 13B.
I saw, so there's like the gas station,
right? Or
right
after, right?
Right, so on the way up, right? Not the way down to New York, but on right. the way up, I saw, you know, the gas station as you're going up.
Yeah.
It has the cars that are going up, and then right. the other side is the going down
yeah.
sign. And then there was like a line
uh-huh.
sitting of cars just sitting there.
Yep.
Doing,
as God the knows, workers.
What workers?
The workers.
What workers?
It's workers' cars. It's employees' cars.
No. These cars were on.
Oh, then maybe construction.
I don't know.
Always construction on the Hutchinson. Always.
It was a big line. You know how you wait at the airport for someone to arrive?
Right.
That kind of line.
That happens with construction here. I see it all the time with construction here. They park right there.
I don't know. Maybe we gotta. Well, I need more info. Guys, if you know listen, about...
They're always...
If you know listen, what the Chestnut in the Hutchinson has and why people wait at the Hutchinson, I don't know.
But I'll tell you right now, it's very likely at 2 a.m. to do some construction. It's very likely. Because they do that all the time.
These are passenger cars, not...
They use passenger cars to travel and then they bring the construction vehicles at night.
Maybe people wait for other people there. I don't know. Maybe
that happens too. But are you talking about outside the parking lot? And outside of the gas station?
Yeah, exactly.
On the side.
Next, on the side, yeah.
That
on the very side of it.
That is construction. That happens all the time. They're there either during the day, early, or very late at night. But either way, they're repaving something or something contract.
Maybe.
It's contractors. It only happens to contractors.
It was different. But that one has everything, even like charging stations and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway, if the Chestnut people want to...
Can you imagine?
If the Chestnut station. People want us to promote them, we can. You know, holler at us. Yeah, and,
we're small
fry. Yeah, we're episode one, guys. So
I mean, they got a squirrel as their logo.
Okay. I wanted to ask this question. I already had this question
I'm
premeditated.
Allergic to nuts, by the way. Allergic to nuts.
Oh, stop. Okay. All right.
Maybe not. All right. But if they call me, I won't say no.
So I wanted to ask this question. What's our immediate goal? 10 subscribers, 20 subscribers, 500 subscribers.
To the moon.
Yeah, no. But what's our immediate goal?
Immediate goal?
Mm-hmm.
Well, as far as I know, MCTV already has 9 subscribers. Double it? 20?
20?
Mm-hmm. Whatever. Mm-hmm. Small goal.
Are we going to do this on...
Ultimately, we want to hit 100.
MCTV or...
MCTV. For now.
I don't want to get shut down, you know?
MCTV won't get shut down. I make sure to put it down now when I can.
Don't shut, no. But it should be a brand new one.
It won't be named. It should be a podcast, though.
Huh?
The channel itself won't be able to be named that, though.
Oh.
Because, again, I had that channel already. They removed it.
Okay.
I can't create a channel. No one can
what did you
a
do, man? What did you do?
All I did was post that video. Those two traffic cam videos. Dash cam videos, whatever it was.
Somebody must have thought that.
Someone
was...
reported it, basically. Someone reported it. The channel's on. Nothing I can do. The channel's dead. No one can have that name again, though. That's the problem. No one can make a channel with that name. No one. Not you, not anybody. I know.
The channel name. Oh.
For now, MCTV makes sense. It does. It would just be a separate podcast playlist.
Okay. Yeah.
Unless you want to make a channel.
That's what I was thinking of something new. Something new.
What would you call it?
No, we got to think about that. Maybe we...
Either way, the goal is 100 subscribers.
Yeah.
The guys are... 100 subscribers is the first goal.
100. Let's 100 do 100. 100 goal. Sounds doable.
100 is the first
guys, goal. Guys, we need 100 subscribers.
That's the point here.
Yeah.
Whatever channel it's on, we don't even know right now.
Yeah. And it's just a... Yeah, I mean, we know it's about the...
We'll figure out a channel. That's not hard to.
Yeah, we'll make it fun. We'll make it fun. We can't make this too long.
We're almost done.
Yeah.
But, yeah... 100 subscribers first goal. Eventually, if we hit that, we can start talking about 1,000. But
are we going to talk about serious things here, or
it depends what you consider serious.
Serious.
Just drinking prune juice on a daily basis. Is that serious?
I don't know if that's serious.
Because prune juice changed my life. Docu State and Senna can take a back seat because any pill I've taken did not work.
Docu State never did anything.
I don't know what they call this stool softener. Yeah. It's a placebo.
I think you have to take enough of it to
I mean, I take it three times a day. It does nothing.
Are you drinking water?
Yes, plenty. It doesn't matter. The second I have a cup of prune juice, though, oh, man.
It's probably because, you know, there's potassium in it.
I'm eating hella protein.
And very few carbs.
So I need to push.
Well, except for that burger from Chestnut.
Well, man, we don't got to talk about it. How much was the burger? Anyway?
I don't know. It was like $7.99.
$7.99. No bacon.
Oh, you know what they had there?
What they had?
They had this machine where you could just literally just put the stuff in it. And it makes the charge, it was like adding it up and everything.
Yeah. That's actually thanks to Amazon Go. That's thanks to the Whole Foods acquisition.
Man.
They pimped that technology out, shipped it out to everybody.
And I was telling the guy, hey, what do you think about this?
It's
going to replace you.
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't?
No, not even close. Because most people...
He's training it, Michael.
No, it's I've been there for a long time.
I know, there was like five employees at the station.
There's a lot of employees.
Inside the store?
Yes, they're not doing anything else. They're just inside
the store. They don't pump gas, nothing.
No, but they keep the shelf stocked. 100%. They refill everything. There's never an empty looking anything.
No.
They are constantly cleaning the bathrooms.
Even the cheese sticks.
I'm telling you, it is the most highly trafficked gas station in the area. It is a number one hotspot for them. So they will never not have employees there because you can't replace those employees. It's impossible. But the problem I had with that gas station was the first time I went in there, I was creeped out. Because the second I put my stuff down and it scanned everything by itself without an actual barcode scanner, mm-hmm. it just knew by the weight of the items,
mm-hmm.
that freaked me out. Because I'm like, wait. And then I don't even have to use a card to pay cash, nothing.
No, I think it has cameras. I saw cameras.
It's a camera.
Yeah, it's a camera.
But it's really a weight.
Also, yeah.
It's a weight. Because it has OCR, whatever, object detection built in. But it's really the weight of the item, like supermarkets do, right?
I think it's a combination
of an advanced version of the supermarket pay-as-you-go, whatever, self-pay.
The Amazon thing, right?
The Walmart thing. But it's really an Amazon technology. And that's the thing about it. Because as far as I know, Amazon's willing to sell that technology to anybody. Have you been in those Amazon Go stores at the airport?
No, never.
I'm telling you, it's creepy. You walk in, you pick up whatever you want. You walk out. That's it.
But you have to sign into your Amazon account.
No. You walk in, you walk out.
You got the in-store code.
No. The thing is, when you walk in, you tap your phone.
Ah.
You tap your paper.
Right. There's your...
Or you either sign in with the QR.
Right.
And use your same
profile. That's what I do.
Or you tap to pay before you enter. Mm. You show the card you want to use right there before you enter. Then it lets you in. You just walk in, grab whatever you want, walk out. Wow. You don't have to do the math. It doesn't tell you where to see. It'll pop up on your phone afterwards with the whatever Apple Pay you use or whatever Tap to Pay card you use. You get a notification on your phone. But it's creepy. Because can you imagine? There's nobody in the store. It's just you and customers.
Who stocks the shelves?
I don't know. Maybe there's a kiosk bot. Wally's in the background. I don't know.
What do you think of these bots that are...
And it's expensive as hell.
At the stores that are like cops. Bots. What is it going to do?
Bots that are cops?
Yeah.
Clankers? The clankers are out. The clankers are out and about? No way. So I'm going to be the first...
Have you ever been to Stop and Shop?
I will be the first to let you know. I will be racist towards robots. I have no problem with that. I'll make all kinds of jokes. The squeaky wheel gets the oil.
Literally.
I make all types of jokes.
Have you seen the Stop and Shop one?
Are you talking about the cleaning aisle thing? The one that goes back and forth? And
yeah, it's going around, like beeping around. Beep, beep.
What is the point of it?
Like,
it doesn't make anyone feel safe. It doesn't make anyone come back.
Yeah, but I don't... Like, if you steal something, what is it going to do?
Report you to the highest authority possible.
Where?
Some manager upstairs. Who's probably asleep.
I don't know. Oh, is there... maybe we should call that a...
It's probably time.
Yeah, it's probably
time. It's not for here, though.
Yeah.
We can put this part.
But it's messing it up.
It is messing up the audio.
So, All right, guys.